105.7 KOZZ, Reno's Classic Rock. It's our old friend, Paul Doji from Recycled Records.
Hi, Max. How are you?
The mayor of Midtown.
The Ayatollah of Midtown. Sorry. No, not anymore. I'm not the president anymore, but I'm still on the board.
So, big news is, you know, I don't know. You know more about the project, and you were telling me that they've done the underground utility work, and
right.
They've stopped things for now.
Yeah, we got a little time to catch our breath, for lack of a better term. But
then they'll come along and repave
all
of that.
They're going to start in Plum. They're going to start at Plum and work their way north, yeah. And then we're going to up in the north, we're going to get our side streets done.
Yeah.
They're going to do some things there that are going to turn some of those streets into one ways. Too, so they can get diagonal parking.
Yeah.
So I had a little parking.
So Recycled Records has been, well, we just celebrated 40 years.
Yes, we did.
And we had a big party with the alarm. It was a great time at Chub Chubs.
Yeah.
And this will be your final record store day.
For me.
It's an for you. It's an international holiday, but after 40 years, you're going to retire.
I am. I've had a great time, and it's all been good. And people won't even notice that I'm gone because it looks like at this point that staff is going to be taking over the store as well. So, yeah. And so that's what I'm really hoping for, and I think it's going to work out fine.
Yeah, great staff, and Recycled Records has always been a place of intrigue because if you wander on in there, you're going to be there a while. And every time you think you've found everything, there's something else you'll find.
That's right.
And such a great selection of vinyl. I mean, I go in there, and here's the thing is, I have 3,000 albums. You've been to my house.
Sure.
You know, and then my son has another 1,000 albums of some friends.
Oh, I thought he stole 1,000 from you.
Well, no, he bought a lot of them himself, but yeah, some of them
are
mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
You know,
my daughter hits my stuff up just as badly.
When your kids are born, you hope that you'll have something in common.
That they'd like.
That you would share together, and when you reach that day, it's like, hey, where's my David Bowie?
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean
where's
you want
Bob
this?
Where's my Bob Marley?
Yeah. And me, it's a little tougher because... Do I really want to give it to her, or do I really want the $25 that I can get for it if I put it up on the wall? So, you know, it's costing me a little bit more than the average person, but it's okay.
There's always been a lot of treasure troves there.
There is. This year,
things
there's
going to
be even
find.
More.
Oh, record store day.
Yeah.
And this Saturday, and at all, what time? Now, y'all.
We open the doors at 9.
Raffle tickets for the food bank.
Well, there's a couple different ways. When people come in, we open the doors at 9, and mm-hmm. we start selling the record store day stuff at 10. Mm-hmm. Between that time, it gives people a chance to check out what's available and stuff like that. We will sell raffle tickets where all the money goes to the food bank,
yeah.
And it's for the first pick. So yeah. If you really see something that you really want, there's only one copy there, you don't want to be, you know, number 64, you know, down the line or something like that. Put you right to the front of the line.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't go, you're helping feed some hungry people.
There you go. And now some of the stuff for Record Store Day, if those of you that are going, well, what's Record Store Day? Well, it's an international holiday. It's
about the celebration, a celebration of the culture of record stores, the whole idea about going to record stores.
Well, and here's the thing is that when the record stores faded away into the sunset, the Warehouse Records, the
Tower
Records, and the locally, Sam Goody, Mirabelli's, and Eucalyptus, where I worked, and we had the music, we had on all the configurations, we had the 8-tracks, we had the cassettes, we had the albums, we also had the tapestries and the posters and the band merch, and about 4,000 bongs. So we had that as well. That was Eucalyptus Records.
Back before everybody had
right
a bong.
Right across from Park
place.
Lane Mall, which, you know,
yeah,
back in the day. But the record store, you'd come in, you'd smell the incense, you'd wander around, you'd talk to people about music, you'd discover things you never knew before. And when the record store went away, it precipitated an event that, well, let's just say that all our heroes will die on tour, touring, playing their music, because the record stores... All the distributors would collect all the money from the record stores.
Right.
And the distributors would give that catalog check to the artists. And if you were the bass player or the drummer, you didn't write any songs, that was your catalog check. And that was your boat money, your house money. And every 6 months, you'd get that big check from the distributors.
Right.
People who wrote the songs get paid their royalties through radio, which is kind of like Social Security for rock stars.
Sure.
But if you didn't write any songs, you only had like a point on the album. When the record store went away, you know, and nowadays people don't buy albums, they buy a song. And they put it on their phone.
Although that's changing because albums, in a way, promote the idea of listening to the whole album.
The good ones do.
Because it's not as easy to, you know, when you have a MP3 player or a CD player, it's just easy to push that button, go pop, 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 and go to where you want.
Yeah.
But a record, kind of, do you really want to pick up the needle and carry it over and bring it back and go that kind of thing?
I was that guy.
Yeah, I did it a little bit, but for the most part, I would just, you know, when you listen to an album,
an album promotes
it to you to listen to it the way the people who put the album together wanted you to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a flow kind of thing.
We're talking to Paul, Recycled Records. Now, Paul's retiring, and the store will be fine because he's got a cast of characters that really love the music and are all about the music. And the store is not just music. There's DVDs. There's VHS. There's just an amazing...
8-tracks.
There's an amazing 8-tracks collection.
And reel-to-reels.
Yeah,
and cassettes. And cassettes are even coming back. That's even crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's even nuts.
But it's going to start what time?
Starts at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we have our first band playing, which
Who's
is
that?
The Sun Rays.
The Sun Rays.
Have you seen the Sun Rays?
I've heard of them.
They are Reno's, Northern Nevada's premier surf band. You're talking
music.
About a bunch of guys in their 50s and 60s wearing bowling shirts and playing Astronauts and Ventures and Safaris, and they are wonderful. We've had them before.
Sun Rays, 10 o'clock, who's up then?
Then after that, it's, I believe, Max Volume and the Return of Johnny Harpo.
That's right.
The Bailey Boys. Those Bailey
Boys.
That's at 11, right.
Yeah.
Well, those guys are going to play between 9:30 and 11. Yeah. So and with a group, it takes a little longer to set up and take down and stuff.
Now, we'll be on at 11. And, of course, Johnny from Rigorous Proof, he's back. Boy, he had a couple of really amazing shows here lately that went till way late. And, well, he's in high gear, ready to go. So
and it's his birthday.
Yes, it is. And so I'm going to play a couple. We're going to play a couple together, and then he'll close out the show. So
yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And we got some really, just some, we got a ska band. We've got this girl by the name of Jaden McDonald, who's just wonderful. She played the last one and just blew people away.
A lot of people don't know where Recycled Records is. It's in Midtown. It's
Midtown.
A fun place. There's a little stage, and I imagine there'll be some beverage.
There will be if you're 21, you can get mimosas in the morning or beer in the afternoon. We got that going. One of the biggest things, though, that our customers have always liked is we stash a bunch of used vinyl and put it to the side and wait for record store day.
Yeah.
Now, I made a mistake this year. In fact, normally I put out about 1,500, but I just kept pricing for whatever reason, and I've got over 2,000 used pieces that we will put out Friday night after close.
And I go so there for Saturday and I morning. I end up buying a bunch of stuff, and it's like I need more records.
That's right. Well, you know, it's just somewhere. You know, the nice thing about Record Store Day too, though, is that it's always got
some really cool stuff that's unreleased and stuff like that.
You get these double disc versions of an old album where here's an album of outtakes and alternative takes or live tracks or just, you know, stuff that didn't make, you know, B sides and stuff like that. They really do work hard at trying to put some pretty interesting pieces out there.
Well, there's a couple that Johnny was talking about that he wanted really bad. So
I didn't bring an invoice with me, but off the top of my head, we got some Pearl Jam coming. And they're the official band for this year's Record Store Day is Pearl Jam. Grateful Dead has always got something out. There's usually some Bowie, some Iggy Pop, you know, probably some Ramones. We grab a lot of old punk stuff. We grab some early rap stuff will come out here and there. There'll be some cool pieces there. We ended up dropping about $4,000 wholesale on this stuff.
Wow.
So we're going to have a nice chunk of the Record Store Day releases.
Yeah, brand new sealed in plastic.
Yeah.
Brand new vinyl.
Wow.
Record Store Day this Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Recycled Records, you know, and I'm always impressed when I show up and there's a huge line.
Yeah, last year was, well, and just about every year was about 50 people when we open up at 9.
Yeah.
The earliest people get there around 4 in the morning.
Stuff all
and
day.
That's just it, too. If you do, one thing we'd mentioned, we did talk about the food bank, but we give you also a ticket as you come in that holds your place in line, kind of like going to the bakery, you know, now serving number 42, you know, and we'll do that. So, you know, if you get there early, even if you don't win, you'll still you stand a better chance of getting what you want.
And my favorite part of the 40th anniversary party at Jub Jub's was that when Mayor Sheevy was not able to make it, Mike Ward got up and said, "I'm Mayor Sheevy," and he read the proclamation.
Yes, he did. Great. He was. It couldn't have been. It couldn't have gone better without her showing up.
4 years of recycled records and one more record store day.
This is my last record store day. Hoorah!
And then you get a couple days off.
Yeah, I'm going to Mexico.
There you go.
I'm taking my kid and going down to Mexico. And I got an old buddy coming out from Cleveland who's gonna come and hang with me for the time, too. And
good.
Yeah, I've had a rough beginning of the year for myself personally, and so I'm looking forward to having a nice time. Ain't that the truth.
You've been to the valley.
I've done a valley earlier this year, so it's good to be out and back. Yeah.
All right. Recycled records this Saturday, Record Store Day. And love to see you out there. It's going to be a blast all day long. Once again, I'm playing at 11. Sunrays start at 9:30. Music goes all day.
Yeah, music all day.
Awesome. Thanks,
Paul. Lots of fun. Thank you, Max.